Get ready to go high in Mumbai. This is cricket, only better. Welcome to episode 76 of Cricket, Only Better. I'm Ed Hawkins. It is on. We're in the thick of the India Premier League. Yes, indeed. Sound the horns. It's Sam Collins.
What a welcome, Ed Hawkins. Why is it? I have no doubt your exuberance is not going to diminish one iota over the next 50-odd matches. I'll try and keep you on a tight leash. Also with me, Paul Krishnamurti of betting.betfair and Richard Mann of sportinglife.com are back again. What's the meat of the show, Ed Hawkins?
Three games to preview from Thursday, starting with the Royals versus Delhi Capitals. Then we've got Punjab versus Chennai, who will be the Kings. And we'll have a little look at Sunrisers versus Mumbai.
Okay, best bets to come at the end of the show, so stay tuned for that. But I'm told we've got a fancy new metric for you this week, which will help you to make better betting decisions. Poor Ed has gone boss-eyed at the data. Talking of data.
Yes, it's our new feature. Stats Amazing, Statospheric, Stats Entertainment. Call it what you like. Plus, the Cricketomics charts. This week's stat of the week, the data that will bring pluses to your pockets. It comes from analysis guru Dan Weston and betting.betfair tennis tipster, by the way. We've pinched it from his Twitter feed. 85% of T20 matches are won by the team with the highest boundary percentage. Boundaries to balls faced. So stay tuned for team by team numbers for this week's preview. Now, I know you've been waiting for this one, Sam Collins, all week. It's the Cricketomics charts. Who are the most reliable top bat bettors for individual runs, honours? Who do you reckon is going to be number one?
I just have no idea.
Good. Good good enthusiasm. And number five is A.B. de Villiers, 27.5%, followed closely by Quinton de Kock on 28.1%. Then it's Shikhar Dhawan, 29.4% at number three. And then the big top two, the big beasts, Virat Kohli, 33.3%. K.L. Rahul is your numero uno at 41.3%. I think you're getting value on those top two as well, the way the odds markets are currently.
The Indian Premier League is underway. We've got three matches to preview for you this week. And to help us do that, we've got the usual suspects, betting.betfair's Paul Krishnamurti and sportinglife.com's Richard Mann. Welcome, both of you. Paul, how are things?
Yeah, good, Sam. Enjoying the first week. Lots of drama already. Lots of big prices come in and lots of short ones turned over.
I can hear glee in your voice. Richard Mann, how are you faring?
Yeah, very good, Sam, very good. I think we've had already the IPL's delivered more than the big bash did, certainly in terms of drama. So, yeah, it's been a really good week.
Good to hear it. Right, looking forward to getting your views on those early exchanges. But before we do, Ed Hawkins needs some attention, some love and attention. Ed, you've got some housekeeping for us.
Yes, so we talk about in-play strategy a lot, don't we? We talk about individuals, teams, strengths and weaknesses a lot. We'll talk about best 11s and why so-and-so shouldn't be in the team. And if he wasn't, we'd back them. But could it be easier than that? A lot of cricket punters will tell you this about the IPL, just back the outsider. So is that true? Had a little bit of a dig into past results and odds last 3 years. So 60% of IPL matches have been won by the favourite over that period of time. So if you're betting blind purely on the bigger odds, you'd probably be about ahead with that number. It could have been better, though, for one awful 2019 season when only 32% of the outsiders have won. Last season was much better. Huge 44% of outsiders won in 2020. And in 2008, the figure was the same. So what is the lesson? Don't be afraid to take those big prices. There's no evidence, by the way, that early stages produce more or less shocks over that three-year study period, which is a bit of a disappointment because I thought that was going to be the case.
Well, a quick question on that. Does the removal of home advantage this year, is that going to make any impact on that?
Yeah, well, it could do. That's for sure. I mean, Paul was talking about Sunrisers at the Rajiv Gandhi Stadium and and how strong they were at home. And so that definitely could make a big impact, particularly for a team like Chennai, who love to play on that spinning surface at the Chepauk Stadium, and they won't be there at all this season.
Ed Hawkins, thank you. And on that bombshell, Paul Krishnamurti, what did you make of Punjab Kings versus the Rajasthan Royals? We spent the last few weeks arguing neither team could bowl for toffee.
Well, that seems to have been borne out, doesn't it? I mean, I won't want to be too critical, because I think that the Wankhede Stadium is an absolute load. It's 200 is par, so they're always going to be up against it. From Punjab's point of view, the thing that struck me was how expensive the two Australian bowlers were, Richardson and Meredith. And it just made me wonder whether more widely about the weakness of Australia in T20, because I think they're overrated for the World Cup. And, you know, I wonder when we look at those players in the big, there's a lot of players who have really thrived in the Big Bash who don't really do it at this level. So maybe they've pushed the boat out too much on those two.
Richard Mann, tell us what you've spotted. A note from your Twitter feed. You've written off David Warner, but you're not giving too much away.
No, actually, just picking up from what Paul said, yeah, that's something I definitely noticed today. I think the thing with Jai Richardson, he just couldn't get the ball to move off straight. I mean, he generally takes the ball away, even with the white ball. He didn't swing from Dania. I think the first legitimate ball he bowled to Manan Vora, he was whipped off his pads for six. There was no swing on offer. I think that would be a little bit of a concern for Punjab going forward, as Paul said. But the thing I've got written down is I think there's been a lot of ring rust already, and I expect the bowlers in particular to certainly strip fitter for a few outings. I mean, we saw Mumbai in the season opener. They were all over the place, but I think it was just ring rust. I think they'll get better for the run, and put it this way, if you've batted Mumbai Indians, I certainly wouldn't be worried at the moment. I think we'll see, certainly the bowlers in particular, I think we'll see some improvement in the next few weeks as players get sharper, as they get used to these new stadiums.
Paul, you've got some innings run strategies to share with us.
This has worked repeatedly in the early games, and I think it's a real bit of value in the market. Firstly, simply as a bet that you can back both teams to score 160, 170, 180. And the 160, the bottom one, has been even money or better. It was 13-10 day in the Punjab game. But the strategy I've got is an in-play trading thing. So rather like the back to lay overs runs, what I would do in this case is take both teams to score 170 or more, at about 2-1, we'll say, with 9-4, that kind of thing. And then watch the first innings. So your bet is obviously that the team batting first gets 170, as they are doing. And then if they have achieved that, try and lay back try and lay the chasing team, because there'll probably be odds on favourite at some point. They'll probably be a lot shorter than 2-1. So let's say, for argument's sake, with a fiver at 2-1, on both teams getting 170, first team gets 185, you can generally lay the chasing team at even money, thus guaranteeing a profit either way. And if the chasing team get between 170 and 185, both bets win.
What a genius. Great stuff.
Simple, yeah. Thank you. All right, that brings us up to date. So should we get on with some previews and find some best bets then, guys?
Yes.
So our first game is on Thursday, Rajasthan versus Delhi. Expecting Betfair exchange prices of about 1.65 for Delhi after their easy victory over Chennai. Here's Ed Hawkins with a lowdown.
Possible 11s for you. Rajasthan Royals, Vora, Stokes, Sampson, Butler, Dubey, Parag, Tawatia, Morris, Gopal, Sakaria. He's this new kid on the block, and downed my Chris Morris bet in that game against Punjab for top Rajasthan Royals bowler. So I don't like him. And Mustafizur Rahman completes the 11. Delhi Capitals for you. Shaw, Dhawan, Rahane, Pant, Stoinis, Hetmeyer, Ashwin, Mishwara, Rabada, Nokjay, Khan. We're expecting the South African pace duo to come back in. They should be available, which means Tom Curran and Chris Woke miss out, or Delhi could remove Hetmeyer. Might be a little bit of a luxury player. We were talking about boundary percentages earlier in our stat of the week, so we've worked them out for the top six. It's the cumulative boundary percentages for these batting sides. Rajasthan Royals 16.8%, Delhi Capitals 17.8%. So there's a significant edge for Delhi there on the number of boundaries that are hit by their top six. What's the pitch going to do? Where's Mumbai? So we're expecting another road. In IPL first innings, 170 or more has been busted 8 times now in the last 10. It's a road. So Rajasthan Royals could be in trouble again with the ball.
Well, Krishnamurti, how do we bet on this one with Delhi such very short favourites? Are you taking them on?
No, I mean, I wouldn't bet 1.65 pre-match in T20 in this. I wasn't totally certain, but I think there's a big gulf between these two. And as they were saying, it's Mumbai. We're going to see a huge score here probably. And you have to look at the way that they've played in the last game, how badly Rajasthan bowled today. Delhi could get 230, 240 here.
Richard Mann, coming to you. I've been reading today about Rajasthan Royals' recruitment processes, how they were going to revitalise their bowling with the recruitment of Morris, etc. But they were awful again in the field against Punjab. We've tipped them to finish bottom. Stupid question alert. Have you seen anything that changes your mind here?
Well, look, I mean, you look at the positives for Royals. I mean, they very nearly chased down a massive score. Brilliant 100 from Sanju Samson. I thought Josh Butler looked in terrific touch as well, batting at number four. I mean, that's clearly a mistake, but he at least looks in good form. And I think the Royals will feel they should have won that game. What did they need? 21 off the final two overs with Samson well set. But they didn't get over the line. Look, the big problem is the bowling attack. It's very weak without Jofra Archer, and they're going to continue to struggle because they're going to keep leaking big runs. But the one thing you will say is you think they'll make runs. Samson Butler looks in good touch. I think the only way to play this game is to hope that the Royals bat first, Butler, Samson, continue that good form, make a big score, and then you just back Delhi to chase down if you can get what you think's a fair price. Like Paul was saying earlier, I think Delhi could get whatever they wanted. So if Royals made over 200, hopefully you get a workable price. And I think that's the only way you can go with this one.
Okay. Thank you, Richard. Side markets throwing this one out to the floor. Ed Hawkins, you're up first.
Yeah, a couple of names just to look out for. If Rabada comes back into this Delhi team, he's returning money. He's 58% of the time, likely to go off probably... probably bigger than 7-4, so it may well be value there. Chris Morris didn't cop in game one, but if the sportsbook continue with that price of 10-3, we're going to be betting him pretty much every week because it's out of line with how often he actually returns. Other people to look out for: Shikhar Dhawan had a nice win early on, went off about 7-4. I think he's probably going to get cut though after that one. But those are the standout ones for me.
Richard Mann, Paul Krishnamurti, anything to add to that?
I'll just pick up on what Ed said about Rabada. What was happening last season with Delhi, and it worked really well if you were a Rabada backer, is Nokia was generally bowling up front with a new ball. Rabada would maybe have one in the power play to see if there was any swing, and then he was saved for the back end. So Rabada finished the season with a lot more wickets than Nokia in what was essentially a match in every game, just by the way that he was being captained. He was bowling more overs at the death. I'm not sure I'd be brave enough to play in the first game with them both back. But if it looks like that's the way it's going to go again, if Rishabh Pant does the same as what Shreyas Iyer did last season, then I'll certainly be keeping Rabada in mind going forward.
Paul?
Yeah, just to reiterate the runs, I don't know how you price up the par line on that track. If Delhi bat first, I think you'll get 2-1 on them getting 200. And 4-1 on 210, and they're both good bets.
Thank you, guys. Let's move on to Friday's game now. Punjab against Chennai from Mumbai. Possible choice affair on the exchange. Ed Hawkins, you've got names and numbers for us.
Yeah, possible 11's pretty easy as Punjab have just been in action. KL Rahul, Agarwal, Gale, Huda or Puran, they're interchangeable at numbers 4 and 5. Rather a surprise that Puran was delayed in that first innings for Kings. Sharad Khan, Jai Richardson, Riley Meredith, Shami, Murugan Ashwin and Arshdeep. CSK, this is how they're going to line up, we think. Gaikwad, Duplessis, Moeen, Rayner, Rayudu, Jadeja, Sam Curran, MS Dhoni, Thakur, Bravo and Deepak Chahar. Does Nagidi come back into this team to give Chennai some potency and wicket-taking ability? Possibly. you'll spot there, I've put Sam Curran ahead of MS Dhoni. Surely that has to happen now after Dhoni returned a duck in the Chennai's first game and Sam Curran was in sensational form. Those boundary percentages then, Punjab 16.4%, Chennai Super Kings 15.6%. The pitch, we're at Mumbai again. So as we've been saying throughout the show, it's an absolute road. But a bit of caution, I wouldn't be going too mad on CSK runs before those first six overs if they're batting first, because they can be terribly, terribly ponderous in the first power play. So the time to bet Chennai, if you're going to play innings runs, is after that six over power play.
Richard Mann, how are you going on this one?
This is going to sound like me and Ed have been having some pillow talk here, but I looked at CSK in the first game. They made 33 in the power play against a Delhi attack that was missing Rabada and Nokia. So I completely agree with that. I wouldn't be going overboard. But at the same time, it wouldn't be panic stations about CSK, because that's the way they've always done it. They've had a lot of success that way and they generally catch up. Now, I know Dhoni has been the reason that they've caught up, but they do have power down the order now. You know, Rayner, Sam Curran, Jadeja, they've got hitters. So I think if CSK were to bat first and get a steady start, I wouldn't be against getting involved in running on their runs line. It's the way they like to do it. Whether that's a recipe for success in the tournament, I don't know.
Paul, do you agree with these guys? And also, should we be wary about Chennai's batting power, bearing in mind your innings run strategy we discussed earlier?
I'm not as negative, actually. I was quite impressed with how they came back the other day from that bad start. I mean, it might well make sense to time your overs bet on them to take into account a potentially slow start. But what I would say is, I mean, Rayner's completely transformed that. If Rayner plays like that all season, then that's transformational from last season. They also had Shane Watson last year, who was terrible. So maybe the stats from last season skew it a little bit. I know they started badly in that innings, but they did finish very well to get 188. And they're versatile, that lineup. I mean, I keep saying it, Sam Curran is wasted down there.
I completely agree. I think Chennai, when you look at that 11 that they've got, they're not that far off from a decent team, you know. And if they just made some bold decisions, they could go deep in this tournament. And I think one of those bold decisions is saying Duplessis, thanks but no thanks, your time is over. Let's open with Sam Curran and get him to pinch hit. And let's get Nagidi in that team so they've got some potency with the ball, because they're going to struggle to take wickets regularly, I think, this Chennai side. But if they make those changes, I think they're a decent outfit.
What Cohen would do is he would give them some flair at the top of the order with Guy Quad. It'd be a left-hand, right-hand. And I'm thinking about a potential man of the match bet here, if he thought that there was a genuine chance for Cohen to do that. Because I think he'll cause Kale Rahul some problems with a new ball. He did it in Test cricket a few years ago when India toured England. Look, we're not going to get the same level of swing. But that left-arm angle, bringing the ball back in, that's been Rahul's weakness. So look, Curran with a new ball, Dhoni might throw it to him. He could pick up a couple of early ones. And if he's opening the batting, you'd be well in the game in the man of the match market.
Fastest finger first, side markets, go.
Okay, I'm going to jump in. Nicky Puran, you might get 4-1 if you can. His value is giving you about 2% on implied probability. KL Rahul, we mentioned, there's the most consistent T20 opener in the world. He's going off at 5-2. We mentioned him in our top five Cricketnomics earlier in the show. Look, it is value, but personally, I don't go in for back-to-back wins. But Rahul, as we said, is the most consistent bloke going. And finally, Nagidi. Don't miss out on Nagidi. He may not play, but if he doesn't, you don't lose out. I think you might get 100-30 on the guy with the best strike rate in this Chennai team.
If we can get 14-1 or better on Sam Curran for top batsman, I'd be very interested in that, because I can't believe he won't be promoted soon.
Yeah, I couldn't disagree with that. I think Curran having him on side in some shape or form will be the way to go. And as I said earlier, I'll probably be watching Chennai's run line in running.
Lovely stuff. Right, quick breather, and then it's Sunrisers versus Mumbai on Saturday. Sunrisers versus Mumbai from Chennai on Saturday. It seems like a long way off because Mumbai have played Kolkata in the interim, but we wanted to revisit this because we highlighted this game as an in-play strategy in our preview show, part two. Ed Hawkins, why did we do that?
Well, we were talking about the Mumbai openers, Rohit and De Kock. Stats say they're a little bit ponderous against spin. It's a minor weakness, it has to be said. But on a spinning track, a canny Sunrisers would hit them with that spin attack early on. Well, they should do, and that's the rub. Sunrisers utterly brainless in their first game. Now, we don't like to overreact to one game, but their performance versus Kolkata Knight Riders was alarming. Chiefly, the decision to send in Vijay Shankar instead of Abdul Samad. Now, Trevor Bayliss, their coach, has won one World Cup and he's won IPLs. How on earth do they come up with that decision, Richard Mann?
Well, the mind boggles, doesn't it? But I don't think Sunrisers have been getting things right for a couple of years now. I'm just like a broken record here, but since David Warner's come back, he's taken the captaincy back off Kane Williamson. I think that's a mistake, regardless of the two types of players they are. I think Williamson's a better leader. And they've bought poorly at the auctions, we said last week, didn't we? They've no finisher, so they're having to rampack that top order. It's full of top order players, but once you get two or three wickets, you know you're into the middle order, and they don't really know what they're doing from there. They're a good side with good bowlers, but I'd have concerns about them tactically. And as we said, they just don't appear to have that finisher. They obviously got Jason Holder that could bring in the played Nabi, but what happens when Williamson's fit? Well, to squeeze him in there somehow. I mean, he's not really a finisher, is he?
Well, we did say that Sunrisers would take some time to get going, but what will Mumbai be for this one? 1.7 maximum? Do we take them on here?
You know, I think that's too short. No disrespect to Mumbai at all.
Yeah, just to jump on that point quickly, I think if there's one weakness with this Mumbai Indian side, and we really are nitpicking here, it's their lack of a world-class spinner. We discussed it briefly last week. Krunal Pandya is serviceable, but that's about it. In Shahar, I think they do have a weak link there, and I think if we've got on a raging turner, there's the potential for them to be outgunned by Rashid Khan and Mujeeb if Sunrisers could find room for him. So I think if there is a way for them to be beaten, it is probably against spin, because they don't have it in spades themselves. But as we've seen so often, their batting usually gets them out of trouble anyway.
Ed, can you give us the lowdown on these guys, please?
Yeah, possible 11s for you. Rohit de Kock, we think Mumbai will want to get him back into the team expense of Lynn, if it hasn't already happened. Yadav, Kishan, Pollard, Hardik, Krunal, Jansen, Chahar, Bumrah, Bolt. We recognise that they might need another spinner in there, so we'll see how that goes. Sunrisers, well, it's a mess. Warner, Sahar, Pandey, Bairstow, Nabi, Shankar, Samad, Rashid, Bhuvkumar, Natarajan, Sandeep. Boundary percentages then, 18% for Mumbai. That's why they're the perennial winners, it seems. Sunrisers down at 16.2%. Let's put some of these numbers in context for you and go back to what we were talking about, Abdul Samad, and why it was ridiculous that Vijay Shankar came in ahead of him in that tight, tight chase. Samad has a 19.2% boundary percentage. Now, Chris Gayle is the greatest ever, has 22%. Nicky Puran, who's the coming man, is 19.4. Rohit is 17.4, another fantastic player with a reputation. Vijay Shankar, 13.4. That's the lowest of the top six for Sunrisers. What is the pitch going to do here? This is the lowest boundary percentage ground in the IPL. So there's also a massive bias for spinners. By far the best for balls per dismissal for spinners. It's a huge gulf. Likewise on the economy rate. That's why Mumbai may need that extra spinner. As for runs, just 8 out of 21 of the last T20 matches at this ground, 160 more has been busted.
Okay, Richard Mann, have you spotted anything here?
I'd probably, just looking at Mumbai's lineup, and we've discussed it, haven't we, about ponderous against spin, I think I'd probably be tempted to take a flyer on the middle order here, Hardik Pandya, someone like that. I think if Sunrisers open with spin, De Kock, I mean, he's just got off the plane, hasn't he, and out of quarantine. I'd be tempted to take on the top order, look at the middle order. You know, Hardik's been in brilliant form, and I think he's the up-and-coming man, so I think I'd probably go that way.
Okay, any other business on this one, gents?
Yeah, just to get to the runs here, because, you know, I've been bigging it up at Mumbai for overs. Here, I think the value's under. I think that it was interesting before the last game, the Kolkata game, the market was really negative on runs at the start, drifted quite badly. You get a 6-4 and get 1-6-5. Because there's been a high score, because we've seen a 220 at a different ground,
I think that you'll be able to lay those bands at odds on. So I'm going to say like 165 or more first innings runs at 1.6.
Okay, that means it's best bets time. Okay, best bets time. Richard Mann, you're up first.
Back Delhi Capitals to make 200 plus runs against a poor Rajasthan Royals attack.
Paul Krishnamurti.
In the Sunrisers versus Mumbai game, lay first innings runs to be 165 plus at 1.6.
And finally, Govalungi Nagidi to be top Chennai Super Kings bowler against Punjab Kings. I reckon we might be able to get 100 to 30 on that one. That is your lot for Cricket Only Better. Episode 76 is done and it's dusted. In the meantime, until we're back next week, don't forget to check out betting.betfair. We've got all the IPL matches previewed and we've got a special side markets piece as well for your best bets there. See you next time.